tough point, 15-30 maybe as far as I remember, with a half-volley back end and defense kind of thing, so it was, you know, it wasn't looking good there. Okay, it was quite frustrating for a long period of time, you know, missing all those break points, but now looking back, I can take all the positives out of the match. It was just many things went wrong at the wrong time, at the right wrong time for me. We were playing well, me playing wrong at certain times, you know, wrong shot selections. So it was a tough day at the office, like I said, and I'm happy I found a way to toughen it up.
What sort of explanation you give to yourself when you are on court and you missed all those break points? Do you get more and more nervous, so it's more difficult the next break point? Or
yeah, I mean, clearly it gets more difficult as you go along. Because I really should have broken in the first three or four. I don't remember exactly what happened when, but I had the drop shot early, and then I think twice actually I had a drop shot opportunity which he played and I got to it quite easily and I didn't win the point on one of them. So I think it's how did I get to missing that many. I think it started that I should have never not broken early, and then it just got into that habit of okay, he's always going to be on the offensive on the break point, and I'm not going to really find a way into starting the point neutral, and that was a problem for me, and that's something I need to fix for the next match if it happens again.
Songa was saying that the conditions change and seem to favour you more in the first set, to which Stan's kind of responded with a sarcastic message on Twitter saying that the conditions help Roger win. What do you make of that? What do you make of that? Like, supposedly the conditions suited you, and do you think that's...
I don't think it was that much of a change, to be quite honest. I mean, it did go through phases, and it definitely got cooler rather than warmer, but that's logical. But I didn't think, you know, like there was any wind change or any crazy like quickness change in the way we played. So I just think it got later in the day, and we played in those conditions a million of times. And I actually think conditions were really quite nice out there from the start of the match till the finish. You know, not too much wind, ball wasn't bouncing all over the place, and I think for us, both of us, it was quite frustrating at times that we weren't playing better. So I don't think our best matched up at the same time sometimes. So when he was playing well, he was in the lead, and then finally when I got the lead, I was dominating. So important on clay is that you're able to play in all conditions, but it is true that sometimes a hot day, maybe it's Joe, it's better for him or it's better for me, I'm not sure what it is, or then on a rainy day it's better to play certain players when the ball doesn't bounce so high. So then that's really just matchups as we know them. That's the same on the tour as well. You can play night session, a day session, and hard courts, it can also change quite a bit.
Roger, you're a very confident player, you know, that third set, you know, could have gone in the beginning, right, either way, but were you surprised the way it went and you keep your focus and your confidence and then you just keep, you know, winning games and, you know?
I figured, like, winning that second set was tough for Joe and it was good for me. So I just thought it was really important to hold my first service game, not kind of like play a nothing game and get down a break and then sort of give him the lead right away again. It was my opportunity to be in the lead for the first time in the match. And then I really believed eventually I was going to come through. I mean, it's not possible to go through that many break points missed, and I just felt good enough. I was playing good enough to make the break and then serve my way home, and that's exactly kind of what happened. So I was actually, it wasn't just all negative, you know. Important was to carve out the positive stuff in my mind, even midway through the first set, midway through the second set, when things got tough. But I definitely think Joe didn't serve as hard and as well as he could have in the third set. I don't know why that is, but I took advantage of it, and at the end, only that matters for me right now.
That's what you mean. Yeah, but obviously it's frustrating when you have all those breakpoint chances, but were you happy with your composure? You didn't really let it show that if it was getting to you. Were you happy with the way you...
I mean, I was frustrated, let's be honest. You know, I did chuck a ball out of the stadium, and I did, you know, scream sometimes, and I was, like, aggravated to a degree, but not to the extent where I totally lost it, you know, because I wasn't actually playing poorly or terribly. I was just taking wrong decisions sometimes, and that kind of matched up with Joe's sort of genius play sometimes and his erratic play as we know it. And to me, it was just I was just hoping that my game was not going to go down just because I was missing break points. So I was very happy with the composure overall, and that got me home at the end, I think.
Roxy? Okay.